A test for Ebola virus of a single patient at a hospital in New York City, and the tabloid headlines blare with scare fonts. Fear sells papers in New York, of course, but there's no panic in the U.S., and proper precautions are being mobilized. And the two Ebola victims in Atlanta are being treated with an experimental drug. 1,000 dead worldwide from this outbreak. No apparent threat to the U.S. at this point. But what is the cost of being careful? What is the challenge? Let's do the numbers on that one with Stephen Morse, professor of epidemiology at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. So, Stephen Morse, if, and here's the report here, somebody came in from West Africa, said they had a fever, walked into an emergency room and was immediately quarantined. Now, let's say there's no Ebola. What kind of an infrastructure do you need to cover the eventuality of that happening with, say, 50 people or 100 people over the course of a week?
Well, with 50 or 100 people, there would be really a great deal of stress on the medical system if they were all in the same place. But we have had situations during SARS, for example, in Canada, where there have been that many people. And I think the medical system here could handle it. What would need to be done would be the patients would have to be identified and at least suspected as soon as possible. And that means also that the emergency medical services, the people in the ambulances, need to take appropriate precautions, such as personal protective equipment, gloves, masks, and so on, when they're delivering the patient to the hospital. At the hospital, the patient would be put into isolation to separate them from other people who are not infected. And then there would be various precautions that the staff would take, essentially wearing protective equipment, being very careful not to come in direct contact with any bodily fluids or tissues of the patient, which could be infectious. If you had a lot of people, I think our system could handle it, but it would obviously take a lot of work because treating a patient with Ebola, it really is very intensive. It's just basically intensive care and supportive therapy.
What is this experimental drug that they're talking about down in Atlanta?
There are several, actually. There is actually an antibody cocktail similar to the version that Kent Brantley received, Dr. Brantley received, but more refined, that's in early stages right now, but that's a possibility. And there are also some other drugs that are antiviral agents that prevent the reproduction of the virus and that are fairly broad spectrum. They're also in the early stages of development, but any of them could be used experimentally or under humane use or emergency use authorization from FDA.
Can they be scaled up in the case of an epidemic, or is it really just something for individual cases on an experimental basis right now?
At this stage, it would not be available in large quantities, but it could be scaled up in the future once it became regularly approved or there was a need for it.
Stephen Morse, professor of epidemiology at the Mailman School of Public Health, Columbia University, co-director of the USAID Emerging Pandemic Threats. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.